Well, one thing I know about the month of May is that it usually has not one, but two bank holidays in it. But for most school children, every day just now is a bit like a bank holiday, as many children and their parents are adjusting to spending their days at home. Let's Talk's own Rachel Banham describes what it has been like for her and her daughter Topsy as they try to combine learning with fun at home.
A few days ago, every school day started with a car journey, but now we're kangaroo hopping or climbing the rope in the lounge. These are just some of the exercises demonstrated by fitness coach Joe Wicks, aka the Body Coach, who presents a PE session every day at 9 a.m. on his YouTube channel. My six-year-old daughter Topsy and I join in, and hundreds of thousands of people worldwide do the same. PE with Joe is not only good exercise and great fun, his sessions also help add structure to our day. We're getting up earlier to ensure that we get our fresh air and exercise while it's still quiet first thing in the morning, and we make sure we're outside before breakfast. At 9 a.m, with Joe, our lessons at home begin. Emailed daily tasks from school ensure that we continue to practice writing and maths. There are plenty of phonics websites with fun games, so we can keep up with daily phonics sessions too. And we continue to practice reading. The internet is invaluable. Nature and Adventure TV broadcaster Steve Backshall recently held a wildlife Q&A on his YouTube channel, while, thanks to children's presenter Maddie Moat, we now know how to dissect a daffodil, spot mini beasts in the garden, and plant seeds. Meanwhile, at lunchtime, we've set ourselves the challenge of trying to recreate a school dinner with varying degrees of success. Topsy is a tough food critic to impress. Our crafting in the afternoon currently consists of building Amelia Earhart's aeroplane with toilet roll tubes, flaps from cardboard boxes, felt-tip pens, and a liberal dose of imagination. And we're drawing plenty of rainbows as our children nationwide to display in our windows as a hope for the future. It's not school life as we know it, but it's essential right now. We're looking forward to going back to school, and we know that each day we complete at home is a day nearer to that goal. And when we do go back and see our friends we've missed, we'll be fueled with a new appreciation for what we took for granted. In the meantime, while we're at home, hopefully helping to protect the vulnerable and ourselves in these unprecedented times, we're also spending quality time together. And the joy on Topsy's face when she's kangaroo hopping and climbing the rope with Joe is just priceless.
A great time for people to start using their imagination, I suspect.